Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow, mad cow, mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, QT and Sun Guy with you here on another Friday afternoon. Some show notes before we get started. If you're looking for wrestling, tonight, WCWO at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, like usual. GIWA in Milledgeville, Georgia. PWF in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Prestige Wrestling in Hermiston, Oregon. And LPW in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tomorrow night, WUW at Poblanitas in Bremerton, Washington. Defy Wrestling in Washington Hall in Seattle, Washington. 321 has two shows at the Georgetown Festival in Seattle, Washington. MCW in Joppa, Maryland. WBW in Sunrise, Florida. World's Finest Wrestling in Connersville, Indiana. TSW in Vincennes, Indiana. KCXW in Kansas City, Kansas. MAW in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And Big League Wrestling in Yakima, Washington tomorrow. You can find me at WUW in Bremerton tomorrow night. So be sure to come by and see us there if you're in the area. And without further ado, our guest has joined us. And speaking of WUW in Bremerton, Washington, you can find him there as well. Sin Bodhi, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Well, since we were just mentioning the big show tomorrow, you're going to be up in our neck of the woods in Bremerton, Washington. Can you tell the fans a little bit about what brings you to Bremerton?
Mass destruction brings me to Bremerton. That's the name of the game. And doing it with a smile, I love what I do, and I cannot wait to get in this tag match and get my hands, especially on Ron Von Hess. He has been an arch enemy of mine for years. He has eluded my kung fu grip, which will no longer be the case this weekend, tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to letting my fingers crawl across his throat like 1,000 itsy bitsy spiders, and I'm going to send him to the next place.
As someone that has known Ron Von Hess for many, many years, I think I can speak for everyone that's watched him when I say, hopefully you will protect your eyes. He loves to gouge the eyes.
Oh, man, eye gouging and fish hooking, that's my specialty. You're not getting one past this circus road ringer, man. I know every trick in the book, and as smart and as dangerous as he is, I've got his number.
You're not any stranger to our general area here in the Pacific Northwest. You've made your home at WCWC in Oregon, and I believe you will be there this week as well. What do you think about the wrestling scene here in our neck of the woods in the Pacific Northwest?
I think, you know, wrestling fans and wrestlers across the land, across the planet, have one thing in common, and that's passion. I think wrestling fans show up because they love it, and wrestlers do what they do because they love it. You know, we can't put our bodies through the grind that we do without love of the game. You cannot physically endure what we do unless your heart is 100% in it. And the posers are found out real quick. Those are the guys that throw in the towel super early, you know, cry about, this and that. Oh, my back hurts. Oh, my brain's hurt. Oh, my soul hurts. Ah, shut up. If you can't, you know, take the heat, get out of the kitchen, get out of the squared circle. And I think all the fans in your neck of the woods, not unlike every other fan across planet Earth, are filled with passion. And I love performing in front of people that want to cheer, scream, boo, make all the noise in the world. I don't care if you love me or you hate me, as long as you're there to just vent your souls and scream your brains out and have the best time of your lives. That's what I look forward to every time I step into the ring in any city, state, province, country, planet, wherever, galaxy. I don't care where I am. As long as fans are having as much fun as I am, I'm good to go. Washington is no different. Washington is a beautiful place with beautiful people and some not so beautiful people like Ron Von Hess. But I'll take it for with a grain of salt and enjoy myself, and hopefully all the fans will have fun. All the ones with good taste will come and shake my hand, take pictures with me, hang out with me, and the fans that don't like me, well, you know, they can join that same club with Ron Von Hess and get the hell out of my way.
Now, also in the match tomorrow,
and that
my
same
information
also goes,
is
not to cut you off. Yeah, not to cut you off, but that also, all that stuff applies to Shinjuku Madness and the rest of the clowns that want to get in front of me tomorrow night. That applies to all of them.
There's a lot of them too. Now, also in the tag match, if my intel is correct, you'll be teaming up with the Real School Army's Coach Mike Jones. Have you had the chance to actually tag team with Coach before? I know you've crossed paths here and there, but have you actually been a tag team in the past?
I have not ever tagged with the good coach, but he is one of the most wily, eccentric, interesting wrestlers I have ever had the privilege to come in contact with. And I am looking forward to standing shoulder to shoulder and eradicating, you know, Washington of the infestation known as Ron Von Hess and the rest.
Also tomorrow, I have very reliable sources that indicate we will get the return to WUW of another one of Coach's tag team partners. Kevin Sullivan will be making his way back to Bremerton, Washington. I know that he and Von Hess have a very long, very complex history, and I'm sure Kevin Sullivan has a lot of information for you as well on Von Hess. Have you been in contact with the Taskmaster to get maybe even a couple more tidbits on Von Hess to have you totally prepared tomorrow?
I speak with Kevin Sullivan on a regular basis. He is a very good friend of mine. I respect him to the moon and back. He is one of the most clever, ingenious wrestling minds and wrestlers in just wrestling history and wrestling lore. I was complimented once upon a time by the late, great Dusty Rhodes saying that I was the second coming of Kevin Sullivan. He said, you, Thin Bodie, are the evilest man I know. Just as evil as Kevin Sullivan, you are the second coming of Kevin Sullivan, baby. And I said, well, thank you, Mr. The Dream. And I've taken that compliment around with me, and I wear it proudly. And this weekend, you know, if Ron Von Hess knows what's good for him, he won't even show up. As tough as he is, as crazy as he is, as skilled as he is, he should be smart enough to know, don't even get in that ring with me. Especially if the coach or Kevin Sullivan is anywhere in the vicinity.
You would think so, but knowing Von Hess, he's going to try his luck anyway.
Yeah, he's as stupid as he is handsome, I suppose. So I guess I will see that stubborn son of a gun in the ring after all. And, of course, that will be to the fans' good fortune because it will be a war. So if you guys want to see carnage and if you guys want to see unbridled chaos, then come on down tomorrow night to the Woo. And for you less
in
clever
addition
fans,
to
W-
the match
U-
tomorrow,
W-
my understanding is you'll also be conducting a seminar for some of the younger wrestlers in the area tomorrow before the show begins. Do you like getting in the ring and coaching the younger talent at these seminars?
I sure do. I do seminars all over the world. I currently am one of the coaches at the Snake Pit in Las Vegas, where I coach alongside D'Lo Brown and WWE Hall of Famer Jake the Snake Roberts. So I do enjoy coaching. I love seeing the young guys get that light bulb pinging off their heads when they start getting ideas and getting wrestling psychology and understanding how everything works, and, you know, putting them through a bit of that tough love to kind of getting them, you know, road ready for their adventures to follow. I think it's a very honoring, humbling thing to be a coach. I believe in the Mr. Miyagi term of there are no bad students, only bad teachers. And I like to make sure that wrestlers that are under my tutelage, you know things the right way, the safe way, the correct way, and the historical way. I like wrestlers to know where they've come from and where they are going.
Now, for the younger talent,
I think so many guys these days are just a bunch of little clowns that buy a pair of boots and some undies and call themselves wrestlers. I'm all for people following their dreams. If you're brave enough to cross those ropes, then power to you. But if you're going to follow your dreams, learn how to do it right. If you're going to be an open-heart surgeon, guess what? Go to medical school. Don't just watch a YouTube tutorial. Don't backyard open-heart surgery. And when pro wrestling can be as dangerous as that, then guess what? Learning the correct way is probably a good idea.
I hope there's no backyard heart surgeons out there, because
that
sounds scary.
Well, welcome to planet Earth.
Now, the young wrestlers that you come in contact with at these seminars, just in general terms, over the last couple of years, have you noticed maybe a difference in them from years past? Are they seemingly more open to learning? Are they comprehending things a little bit better than you had noticed before? Is there any type of improvements with some of the younger guys that might be the stars in the next 5 to 6 years?
I think wrestling as a landscape often changes, and you have to be smart enough to go with the flow and change with it. I've heard plenty old-timers say, oh, back in my day, blah, 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 and they don't want to hear anything about the modern day. Well, guess what? We're not in 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, so forth. Now, having said that, I love those eras in wrestling, but I also want to morph and manipulate those eras to fit the modern day as well. Now, having said that, we'll go in reverse, where I think a lot of millennials are too clever for their own good, and they are very much sometimes in that terrible teen, terrible twos sort of mode where they think they know everything, and they often make things harder on themselves than they have to. But that is few and far between compared to all of the people, whether they're new guys or veteran guys, that always have an open mind to learn. I think for the most part, wrestlers have a great attitude and wanting to improve their craft any which way they can. And why wouldn't you? If you're going to follow your dreams, if you're going to be crazy enough to follow your dreams, why wouldn't you want to learn how to make that happen as best as possible? Why just go and wing it, fudge it, and MacGyver it? Go and actually figure out what you need to do and get it done. And I think, for the most part, a lot of guys have a great attitude towards that. And then sometimes, too, you know, everybody, myself included, we've gone through phases and, you know, oh, this is how it should be, or I know this, or I know it all, blah, blah, blah. We certainly, sooner rather than later, get humbled, our eyes get open, we see the forest through the trees, and I think for coaches to be patient while students are in those learning curves, I think will only help the industry, and I think for students to be open-minded and go, okay, well, these coaches are coaching for a reason, then I think that will sort of complete that whole sort of Hakuna Matata circle of life thing, and the wrestling business will flourish and develop.
You wrestle in a wide variety of promotions, wide variety of different areas of the world. When you're on these independent shows, do you find a lot of wrestlers coming up to you and asking for advice or asking for critiques of their match, things of that nature, or is that something that you don't get a lot of in dressing rooms these days?
I get that quite a bit. I'm often the guy that I don't sit in the locker room and grab ass. I don't sit there on my Nintendo or my whatever, my speak and spell. I am usually found at the curtain watching all the matches or just about all the matches. Sometimes I get pulled away to, you know, get asked a question, or sometimes I have to go handle something or this or that or the other. But I try to watch as much of the shows as I can for a multitude of reasons. A, I want to see what the guys are doing so I don't repeat stuff, because you've already seen it once. Why do you need to see it again? And then two, I am smartened up to the matches. So when, you know, an up-and-coming wrestler wants some advice, then I've done him the respect of watching the show, and then I can give him my 2 cents worth, like, honestly and open-mindedly. When I give criticism, I try to make it positive criticism. I try to let guys know, you know, hey, this was a great idea, but maybe try more of this, or try this over here, or put it in a different place, or so forth, so forth. I'm not that kind of wrestler that's, oh, that was, you know, crappy or this or that. And, you know, I don't want to be negative. I just simply want to enforce their creativity and reaffirm it, but just maybe give them little tips of how to make what they're doing just a little bit more solid and a little bit more, you know, productive. But no, I get asked that quite a bit, and I'm honored to answer that question. I don't walk around in a locker room like a know-it-all and tell guys what I'm thinking, you know, just blurting it all out. If guys want to know, they come over and ask, and then I'm happy to help them out as best I can. I don't have all the answers, but I've got quite a few. And if guys want to know it, if they, you know, want an extra answer, want an extra opinion, then I'm just a question away.
At this point in time, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure he has some questions, so I'm going to pass things to QT for a bit.
Sure.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Mr. Sin.
Hello, sir.
Mr. Sin, I saw your YouTube video entitled Marcus Burke versus Sin Bodhi, and the announcer said you weighed 666 deep-fried donuts.
It's exactly true. It's exactly what I weigh. Give or take a donut, depending upon a morning movement.
Well, this donut-eating prowessness rivals Homer Simpson. Yes.
Yes, yes, it certainly does.
Especially when Homer Simpson went to hell and Satan said, "So you like donuts, huh?" And he tied Homer Simpson up to a conveyor belt that had an unlimited supply of donuts coming off this conveyor belt, and Homer Simpson beat the conveyor belt.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. His worst nightmare is my dream come true, yes.
Well, my question is, they failed to mention the weight of Creepy Karen, your valet that you had in this match with Marcus Burke. Are there any truth to the rumor that he weighs the square root of 666, which is 25.80697 kilograms?
I cannot confirm or deny, but I will say that you are one clever son of a gun, and you are the one that has come closest to answering that elusive question.
Oh, okay. Well, I did take pains to look up the square root of 666, and that is a confirmed 25.80697. Yes.
Well, you're obviously as intelligent as Coach Jones, and I appreciate the homework and legwork that you've put into doing this interview. And like I said, no other hosts, no, you know, not a Chris Jericho, not an Edge or Christian had the thought or intelligence to come up with that question when I did their interviews. So good on you, my friend. Good on you, QT.
Oh, very good. Oh, well, very nice. Well, you know, Sign Guy and I ask the tough questions. Yes.
There you go.
Well, Mr. Sin, are there any truths to the rumors that Coach Mike Jones is going to give you a silver-plated whistle That is numbered 4 out of 5, meaning you will get the fourth whistle ever produced out of 5 made and is autographed by him should you win your tag team match with him.
Gosh, I hope so.
Okay. That's numbered 4 out of 5.
One can only dare to dream, but I am a dreamer, so I hope that is entirely true.
Oh, wow.
I'll take true for 300, Alex.
Oh, okay. Now, would you say Coach Mike Jones is a dreamer? Because there's rumors out there that he has kind of like a jaded personality, and he pretty much sees things in white and black, and he had a rough upbringing, so he doesn't see things in rose-colored glasses. Are there any truths to those rumors?
I think Coach Jones is such a savant that he looks at things in a way that most humans cannot fathom. So he might seem eccentric on the outside to all the regular earthlings looking inward, but he is on a whole other playing field of intelligence, and that's as vaguely specific as I can put it about Mike Jones, the coach.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, Mr. Sin,
he is unequivocally a thinker of all thinkers. I mean, he rivals that of Einstein. I know for a fact he has the exact same IQ as Einstein, which is 165, by the way.
Wow.
And I think his opponents are hard-pressed to come anywhere near half of that IQ. So, again, as dangerous as Ron Von Hess or anybody else is, good luck matching the good coach on IQ.
Wow, well, you mentioned an IQ of 165 for Coach Mike Jones. That ranks up there with Nikola Tesla and Hyman Rickover, who was the father.
My great uncle. That's a true fact.
Are you saying here on the Turnbuckle Turmoil Show that your great 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 uncle was Nikola Tesla?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
He invented electricity, and I invented freak show wrestling. We're both geniuses.
Oh my gosh! Well, you must have an you must really hate. Who was the guy that ripped off Nikola Tesla? Oh yeah, Thomas Edison. Yes. Is it your?
Yeah, rip-off artist.
Wow. Is it your
Thomas Edison
wish?
Is a jabroni. You can quote me on that.
A jabroni. Wow. Is it your fondest wish that you could travel back in time and hit Thomas Edison over the head with a fluorescent light bulb in the center of the ring and then give him a Russian leg sweep on Legos?
Absolutely, but it wouldn't be a Russian leg sweep. It would be a Serbian leg sweep. And, yes, I would love to kick the crap out of Thomas Edison if I had means to that technology.
Can you explain to our fans what the difference between a Serbian leg sweep and a Russian leg sweep is?
Yeah, one's given by a Russian and one's given by a Serbian.
Oh, now everyone knows, Mr. Sin, that the Serbians are very fierce fighters, much better than your standard Russian.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Russians are tough, but throughout history, there was nobody tougher, more aggressive, and that could make better pastries than Serbians. So I am a proud Canadian, and I'm a proud citizen of the U.S., but my heritage, I am also a proud Serbian, and viva my great late uncle, and viva Serbian pastries. And tomorrow, viva violence.
Wow, isn't the number one pastry, the number one seller of all time of Serbian pastries is baklava, chocolate.
That's Russian. That's Russian.
Oh, okay.
Palacinka is Serbian.
Oh, okay. Wow, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mr. Sin, Sign Guy was going over show notes before you came on, and he mentioned Big League Wrestling in Yakima, Washington. Have you yourself wrestled in Big League Wrestling in Yakima?
One of these days, I would like to put my feet into a wrestling ring inside of every promotion, in every state, in every province, in every country of this planet, and every other planet before I zip off to the next dimension. I would love to wrestle in front of every audience in the world. And if I have not been there yet, please, fans of planet Earth, bug your local promoters and let them know that you want me to come and wreak havoc and chaos in your town. And all you have to do is bug those promoters and tell them that you want the World Order Weird.
Have you ever wrestled in Idaho before?
I've wrestled in just about every state at some time in my career, other than Hawaii and Alaska, which are still on my bucket list. And every time I've ever set to do a show there, something has gone wrong. Like it was already booked, or there was a show cancellation or some such. So they are my white whales so far. So again, Nick Danger, if you're still kicking around in Alaska, book me. And whatever promoter is in Hawaii, well, I'll please and thank you take that booking.
Oh, well, Sign Guy has refereed up in Alaska before. Yes, maybe he could hook you up with some potential tag team partners up there. Sign Guy.
Sounds lovely.
Oh, okay. I'd highly recommend you get
Sign
together.
Sign Guy, make that happen.
We'll talk tomorrow. I can put you in some contact with some people.
Yeah, that's a good idea for your well-being. If you don't get that done by the time I get there tomorrow, then you're going to have a pair of clown hands around your gizzard.
Ooh.
Understood.
Thank you. But I digress.
Well, Mr. Sin, are there any truths to the rumors that you were really into English literature in high school, especially the works of Shakespeare and the character Macbeth and the goth poet Edgar Allan Poe?
Sort of. I do like my literature. I am definitely a Poe guy. I was more of John Milton over Shakespeare myself, but yes, I am well-read. I am well-schooled. I'm like Doogie Howser. I was in college before I was 17. Got straight A's without ever studying a day in my life. I guess maybe that Tesla apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And then, the same way I think how the wrestling business has done me a couple of times, I think Edison has done that to Tesla a couple of times. So maybe history does like to repeat, but I am a very well-read circus clown.
Wow. Would it be safe to say that Mr. Sin Bodhi is the Dr. Sheldon Cooper with his eidetic memory of Northwest Wrestling, like Dr. Sheldon Cooper?
You know what? I wish I had a photographic memory. I wish. But I think the years of body slams and steel chairs and pile drivers have maybe taken the restrictor off of that bolt right there. And I think remembering certain things sometimes eludes me. Maybe it's just because I've got, so many miles of wear and tear on this body from being in this business for just about 19 years. But I do remember quite a bit, and my artsy-fartsy brain sort of has no bounds imagination-wise, so I can cleverly fill in the gaps where need be.
Oh, wow, very nice. Okay, very good. Did Nikola Tesla ever receive any chair shots in a Hell in a Cell match? Nikola Tesla?
Not that I am aware, but I cannot confirm or deny.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Mr. Bodhi, in what is fast becoming a very standard question on this show and very legitimate to wrestling itself, can you tell us what your high school mascot was and what your school colors were?
Did not have a high school mascot because I came from a Canadian school where mascots are illegal. And my high school was born, and it was infamously known as OD because throughout Canada it had the highest record of teenage suicide by way of drugs, and it also had the highest rate of teenage death by way of intoxicated drag racing, which led me to live straight edge life.
Oh my. Holy God. I did not know that about Canadian high schools, that they didn't have a mascot. Okay. It's pretty PC culture up there. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I think of when I think of my high school days. So I saw so many car wrecks and accidents and deaths and, you know, and just carnage in general that it really put me off wanting to, you know, drink or do drugs. I just thought if this is the end result, then I don't need it. Many, many friends, rest their souls, that are no longer here because of those things and because of getting in the cars and drag racing down those country roads in my hometown. And, you know, that's a very, very bittersweet memory for me.
Holy smokes. Okay. I'd hate to ask what the junior highs were like when hormones were starting to come into play. Hormones.
We don't have junior high in Canada. We have public school and high school. Public school ends at grade 8. High school starts at grade 9.
Oh, okay.
We don't even have sophomores or juniors or any of that. So I wouldn't know what a sophomore is. I don't know what grade that is. Don't care. I just knew it was grade 1 through 13, and then you were off to college or university if you were lucky enough.
Oh, wow. All right. See, now I myself could not see you going to a college and kind of like pledging to a fraternity. I could see you more in a trade school, like a plumber or electrician, blue collar.
Well, I went to, I took advertising for a year and I hated it. I took animation for a year and I hated it. I actually got offered a job to go right to Disney from college. I went to Oakville, Sheridan College in Oakville in Ontario, Canada. And I love animation. I love artwork. But for me, just doing that old school animation, like this wasn't computer animation. This was classical animation, like, you know, what you'd see in like Snow White or something. And I just thought, as much as I love animation and just art in general, I would have gone bonkers in 10 seconds. I would have gone postal if I had to sit and just animate old school in a factory. That would have been like artistic factory labor as far as I was concerned. So I turned the job down. And then I signed up for wrestling class.
Is it your hope one day to meet the creators of South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone?
I'm a big fan of South Park. My lady, Creepy Karen, she super duperly loves South Park. I think it would definitely be cool to meet those guys. I think they're super creative. I think they have a funny take on planet Earth. I very much feel the same way. They constantly crack jokes on planet Earth. That's exactly what Freak Show Wrestling is. If people haven't figured it out already, Freak Show Wrestling is a farce more than it is anything. It makes fun of the things I find funny in life. It makes fun of the things I find funny in pro wrestling. And it is my way of just saying what a silly-ass planet we all live on.
Well, I think there's a growing amount of people that would agree with you there. A huge amount of wrestling fans in the Northwest and wrestlers themselves are big fans of South Park. Yes. Very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll do you one better. I'll let you know why I wear the clown paint, not because I have any giant affinity for clowns. Again, it is a farce. It is what I think of all of you humans, wrestlers, and everybody else on the planet. I think I'm stuck on a planet full of clowns. I think this planet is insane. So I simply just try to have fun and play while I'm stuck on this planet. And that's why I wear clown paint.
Well, however, there are those very rare exceptions, like Nikola Tesla. Yes.
Right. Other than that, clowns.
Yes.
And Kevin Sullivan.
Yes. And Coach Mike Jones. Yes.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Oh, okay.
But the rest of clowns.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Bodie, you said you speak with Kevin Sullivan on a regular basis. Did he himself mention his high school colors or mascot?
We don't really talk about things like that. We more talk about the current way of things and the wrestlers that will soon be under our knives, so to speak, metaphorically and physically. We talk about battle plans. We talk about philosophy. We talk about what we're going to do while we are on this planet. We look forward and not in our rear view. As clever
wow.
as we both are, we do not have time machines, nor do we have the intelligence to create time machines. So the best logical course of action is to look straight ahead.
Well, Mr. Bodhi, I think also an exception that is in the sphere of intelligence, as Nikola Tesla is Andy Kaufman. Now, there was a cat that had it all together. Andy Kaufman.
There's another guy that, so I am not related to Andy Kaufman. I do take a creative stance, not unlike him. I don't try to pander to the fans or to the wrestlers or to the promoters to give them what I think they want. I've traveled so much more than the average bear that I figure if something will amuse me, hopefully by proxy it will amuse them. And that's very much an Andy Kaufman mindset. He did things to amuse himself, and he figured if that would work, then probably everybody else watching would feel the same way.
Wow, okay, well said there. Okay, all right. Well, Mr. Sin, you mentioned the Snake Pit in Las Vegas. Are you familiar with a tag team called the Reno Scum, who were the interviewees on the fourth ever Turnbuckle Turmoil interview? And the first.
Yes, I know this. I know the Scum very well.
Oh, okay. How's Luther doing?
I think I'll come out and say I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think Reno Scum is possibly the best tag team in the world, not just on the West Coast or Impact or wherever they are, you know, on any given show. I think you can put them in the ring with any other team at any time, anywhere, WWE, New Japan, AAA, Lucha Underground, Impact, you name it, and I think they would be just fine against anybody else. That's how highly I rate the Scum.
I think it was a sign of fate that we were able to interview a young Reno Scum tag team with only the fourth interview or the fourth time that it was the fourth show ever for Turnbuckle Turmoil. We were just starting out our first month, and we were able to get an interview with the Reno Scum live in Portland, Oregon. That was huge.
Nice. Well, good for you. They are very talented guys, and I'm glad you got to have a chance.
Wow, okay. Well, Mr. Sin, I have a slightly lengthy article. However, it's very informative, and I would like to ask your permission if I could read this kind of short passage from WWE Unscripted, and it's an article, it's a short interview with Bubba Ray Dudley. Can I proceed?
Sure.
Oh, okay. All right. I've had a lot of bad injuries, but luckily I've been able to bounce back from them. And then in a black box, he lists 7 concussions, 3 broken noses, 2 broken ribs, a shattered ankle, stitches in my head over 35 times. And then the article reads, anything else that needed a stitch that I didn't have time to get stitched, we took crazy glue and glued it back together.
Mm-hmm.
Sabu do the same thing. I shattered my ankle at the first ECW pay-per-view. It was called Dudley Legal in 1997. Opening match, the Dudleys versus the Eliminators. Within the first 5 minutes, I shattered my ankle. Stupid, simple injury. I was standing on the apron, and I jumped off the floor, and my ankle just collapsed. I didn't know if I could get up. I didn't know if I could walk. But a shot of adrenaline came over me, and it kept me going. I'm very proud to say that I continued the rest of the match and took the Eliminator's finish, total elimination, which is a reverse leg sweep and a roundhouse kick to the face with a shattered ankle. I don't mean a broken ankle. My ankle actually shattered. I've continued matches with concussions. One of the worst things that ever happened to me in the WWE was in the tables, ladders, and chairs match in Las Vegas when Chris Jericho gave me a bulldog off a 10-foot ladder. I was completely knocked out. I do not remember anything from the match, couldn't tell you where I was, how I got there, but I completed the match and managed to hit all of my spots. Jericho actually had to guide me through the rest of that match. Tell me what was going on. At one point, he told me, go up the ladder and give Christian a Bubba Bomb. I asked him how to do it. I didn't know how to do my own move. And then he told me to go out in the ring and take a Van Dominator. And I asked him, from who? My body's been through a hell of a lot, as have a lot of the guys here. We have a no-off season. We don't know what it is to have any downtime. We don't take time off. We tape it up and hope for the best.
Yep, sounds about right.
Yes, and that was one of my favorite passages of this unscripted World Wrestling Entertainment book that I have, that I only bought for $7.98.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Well, Bubba Ray, what I'm getting at is Bubba Ray Dudley kind of reminded me of you. Yes.
How so?
Well, with your ability to bounce back from injuries, although you may not have had a shattered ankle yet, and I hope not.
I have had all those things that he has described and more. Not to take anything away from him. I'm glad he has had less than me. I wouldn't wish injury on any wrestler or any human, not really, except for Ron Montes. I had my ACL torn clean off the bone in one foul swoop with a move gone wrong wrestling Road Warrior Hawk. I've had my share of concussions and torn this and torn that. I've had bruised bones. I've had lots of fun stuff. I've used my share of crazy glue and so forth. So, yep, I'm still going. My Wolverine healing powers are still working, and I'm still in relatively one piece. No need so far to amputate from the neck up. I'm still good to go.
Wow. Can we ask you where you wrestled Road Warrior Hawk?
I wrestled Road Warrior Hawk in Detroit. Trying to think of the name of the show. It was Maximum Pro Wrestling. It was booked by Scott Moore, who is one of the great wrestling bookers of the modern day. I mean, he books Border City Wrestling. He's a big player behind the scenes at TNA Impact. Very, very clever guy, very talented guy. And he booked me and Stevie Lee, rest his soul, in a tag team match against Ahmed Johnson and Road Warrior Hawk. We went up there and we had a battle. And about halfway through, I used to do this move where you see Sheldon Benjamin, he jumps like right to the top rope without stepping up the ropes. He just has just a vertical leap where he gets from the mat to the top rope. Before my knee, I could do that. And I leapt up and I would jump backwards in like a reverse leapfrog kind of a la Jimmy Snuka. And I would land on my feet, and when the guy would turn around, I would give him a super kick or maybe a backdrop or some such. And so when I jumped over Hawk, his shoulders were just so big, and he was moving a little bit slower than I expected. And so I thought I would clear him, but his shoulders were just so big, it just caught the edge of my leg, and I came down sideways on the one leg, and my leg just pretty much snapped off. And I finished, like Bubba Ray Dudley, I finished the match. I was in there for about another 8 more minutes. Doing lots of stuff, taking lots of bumps, and this and that. And I didn't even know what an ACL was at that time. This was, I want to say, 03. I literally did the match, put some ice on it, and drove 6 hours home from Detroit into Toronto.
Holy smokes,
I want to say we were wrestling just off of 8 Mile. We were wrestling. So Eminem's not the only guy that's had a battle or two on 8 Mile.
Oh, 8 Mile, yes. Yeah, wow, hold on. You know, another wrestler That reminds me of Road Warrior Hawk is Don Morocco. Have you ever had a chance to meet Morocco?
I met Don Morocco backstage at one of the WrestleManias, and again, my timelines sort of bleed into themselves. I want to guess and say it was WrestleMania 25, maybe, but it was backstage at one of the WrestleManias, and I want to say that it was maybe in Detroit, maybe. Again, my memories sometimes just sort of bleed together. That's the joys of getting hit in the head for a living. As a student of the game, as a guy that has loved this stuff since I was a little kid, I was fully enamored to meet Don Morocco, as I have been so many other guys. Just about everybody I've met, I've been thoroughly tickled pink, as my mom would say, to meet the guys that I watched growing up. And even better, getting a chance to actually wrestle them. Every time I stand across from the ring with any opponent, I'm thrilled. But standing across the ring with an opponent that is somebody that I watched as a kid, I often kind of giggle to myself thinking, what the hell is happening with my life and what a fun ride this is.
As a kid, did you have a chance to see Ox Baker wrestle? Ox Baker?
I never saw Ox Baker wrestle live. I've met him several times at conventions across the planet. But growing up, he was definitely one of the guys that scared the crap out of me and just sort of enamored my creativity and my imagination. I just thought, what a larger-than-life character. What got me into pro wrestling? It's funny that you asked about him because that's what I named one of our puppies. I have a big Mastiff Pit Bull puppy, and his name is Ox Baker Wiggle Beans.
Oh, well, now that's very good. Ox Baker, you name your dog after him. Sign Guy is very interested in that. But he pretty much has cats.
Yep. We also, to make him happy, we also have a one-eyed girl cat named Mr. Fuji.
Oh!
Mr. Fuji, pizza pants, to be exact.
Wow, very nice. Okay, all right. Well, Mr.
I'm an animal guy. Humans, not so much, but dogs and cats all day.
Oh, okay. Dogs and cats, yeah. All right.
I've got the patience in the world for animals, even kids, but humans,
I see. How about racehorses? Are you a big horse racing fan?
I am not, but my parents always raised reining horses and western horses, so I grew up around horses. It's funny that you asked that. So animals in general, I am down with. I'm not a big horse guy. I can ride. I know my way around a horse. I know how to take care of a horse. I know how to ride a horse. I know how to feed a horse. I know the do's and don'ts of taking care of a horse. But, again, I'll take my dogs and cats. I'm a cuddler. So, you know, I have a big, huge desert turtle that has run of the house as well. But she's not so cuddly. Butch is just friendly but not so cuddly. Dogs and cats, they're good. They're good spooners, and I too, am a good spooner.
Wow. Well, I hope that one day that you will hit like a lottery jackpot and you will buy a Kentucky Thoroughbred and we could see a Mr. Sin Bodie have a horse entrance in the Kentucky Derby. I would bet on that horse. That's what I'm saying.
Never say never.
Yes. Oh, okay. It's all about what you would name the horse, though. That's the key.
Let me think about that. Maybe Tugboat, maybe Coco Beware, maybe Demolition.
Tugboats somehow conjure
Tugboat
up
in the first, Coco in the third, Demolition in the fourth.
Hey, there you go. Yes. Okay. I believe, with your permission, we could start a Turnbuckle Turmoil contest in name, the future Kentucky Derby horse of Mr. Sin Bodie. Can we have your permission?
I will allow it.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is going to be huge. All right. Well, I can only wonder what Coach Mike Jones is going to submit. That's what I'm getting at.
Coach Mike Jones and all of his vast intelligence will come up with at least 1,300 different names.
Yes.
According to my calculations.
Wow, all right. All right. Well, Mr. Sin, you mentioned Shelton Benjamin in your, in that match. Yeah, you know, another wrestler that he reminds me of is Ron Van Dam. Have you ever met Ron Van Dam?
Forgive me if I am not sure on that. I'm a face guy, not so much a name guy. If you put him in front of me, then I could better answer that question. And no disrespect to him. I meet a lot of wrestlers and I meet a lot of fans. And again, once in a while, the lines get blurry. My memory's not the awesomest. I'm sure he's a wonderful wrestler. And if I know you, I'm sorry, brother. My apologies.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mr. Sin, I'm going to get started on Name Mr. Sin Bodhi's Future Kentucky Derby Horse. And at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sun Guy.
Thank you, QT. Well, Sin Bodhi, we got a few minutes left on the show, and I want to give you ample time. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you have, upcoming appearances, merchandise, social medias, websites, your favorite used car lot, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
Sweet. Well, I will shamelessly take this plug opportunity to let you know that promoters and fans out there, if you want to see me at your shows, please message me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at Sin Bodhi. That's SinnBodhi, Sin with two N's and Bodhi like the tree. You can also find some of our shows here in Las Vegas. Freak Show Wrestling is doing a Freak Slam show in cahoots with Hood Slam. It's all on Facebook. You can find us there. Also, the Lucha Libre Las Vegas shows I produce. There's a lot of great talent coming in from everywhere, from Mexico, California, Arizona, you name it. They're coming in from all over the place. Shows will be July 4th and July 22. And lastly, I would like to plug our wrestling school in Las Vegas. Myself, Jake the Snake, and D'Lo Brown are at the Snake Pit. And again, you can find all of that on my Twitter. I don't want to throw out 5 billion different Twitters about Freak Show and Snake Pit and Lucha Libre Las Vegas, but you can find all of that stuff on my Facebook and Instagram and Twitter pages. And I am proud to announce that as of July 1st, Snake Pit will be under the same roof with the best show going in Las Vegas today, FSW, Future Stars of Pro Wrestling. We will all be under one roof to form a super school with the FSW coaches, ROH star Kenny King and WCW star Disco Inferno Glenn Gilberti. We'll all be together under one roof, giving aspiring wrestlers and even advanced wrestlers, you know, fine tuning, polishing, training, ring psychology. I'm very proud to be working together with FSW and the Snake Pit. I'm very proud to be a part of all of that. And if you want to get find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Sin Bodhi. And you will see all sorts of upcoming show events tomorrow, Washington. Following will be in Oregon for WCWC. And then after that, I want to say I am up in Niagara Falls and then Quebec. And I'm just all over the damn place, all over the planet. So keep an eye on my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter for show details. And again, promoters and fans that want to see me at your show, wherever you are on planet Earth or beyond, please drop me a message, and I would love to come into it.
Well, Sin Bodhi, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today. I appreciate it greatly. I will see you tomorrow afternoon in Bremerton, Washington. So safe travels as you make your way across the water here in the Puget Sound. Fans, if you're in our area, Bremerton, Washington, tomorrow, he will be at WCWC on Sunday in Oregon. Make sure you get out there. Watch Sin Bodhi. Outstanding at what he does. You'll definitely want to buy a ticket and see him. Pick up some merchandise. Support what he does. We will be back with you Sunday afternoon. We have Dylan Hines with us. Agent to the stars in professional wrestling. Second generation guy. We will have him on. So make sure you join us on Sunday. We'll talk to you then.